There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Independence Day weekend start, right? Getting ready for the big three-day ahead, and enjoy it out there. So it's my favorite of the year. So my two favorite holidays are Independence Day and Thanksgiving. The most American holidays ever. I dig that kind of stuff. Dirt Digger says he'll be grilling Vienna sausages or Vienna sausages because of the Biden economy. Although there's some of y'all on here like Maximus showing off their rib game already here. I like the fact that folks have, because I do this kind of stuff too. If you cook something fantastic and you have it on your phone to where you can share that, you can share that picture. At any time, I like that. Marty says, I can't say that. Marty, I can't pronounce it. It's a Carcharodon chericarius, a great white, Sean. I think it's familiar with the fact that you're going to ignore this problem until it swims up and bites you in the butt. I hope not. Hope not. It depends on how clear the water is out there. I may go for, may do a little, not scuba diving, but I may do some... A little snorkeling and pole spearing this weekend out on some of the close rigs. Marty says, on a serious note, the O-Search interview was great. I listened to it live. Also listened to it again on the podcast. Remember correctly, didn't he say great whites are out of the Gulf once the water temperature hits about 65 degrees? Yeah, Marty. And they when they have found him, like the diver that had that video last year or the year before, who I need to get him back on, they find him down below the thermocline where it stays colder, that once the Gulf waters get like they are this time of year, that the great whites aren't real happy with that. It's too hot. And maybe that's why they're up on the Atlantic. Lurking. Grant says, Kaneka sausage and shrimp kebabs. That's strong. That's good stuff. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the reason for this fantastic holiday that we will celebrate throughout the weekend, and specifically, of course, on Monday. You think about this. So, if we talk, it should be, in a way, I'll get myself in trouble, it should be called Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, right? I mean, Jefferson did the heavy lift in this and the writing. He was the wunderkind there for writing the Declaration of Independence, even though attacks were made on Jefferson. So while he was Jefferson copied so-and-so and so-and-so, he was putting down into words the ideas that were right, you know, whether they were Locke's ideas or Cicero's ideas, the rights of man, codified with the quill pen there on the parchment sheet. Jefferson did that. Yeah, and like I said, there's been critiques that, well, Jefferson didn't come up with this. No, of course he not. I don't think Jefferson ever said, I have invented these ideas that I'm penning here in the Declaration of Independence off the top of my head. And you can hear it in the language. We're going to play it here in a second. You can hear it in the language. And I don't think the language of it says, these are things we just created. They're saying, these are the inalienable rights to mankind given by our Creator. They're just writing it down, right? I mean, even before that, individual colonies had put out documents talking about the rights of being free, of liberty, of owning property, not being under the thumb of a monarchy that could take what it wanted when it wanted. I mean, so you could talk about like the Lee Resolution, right? that precedes that. You could go back to John Locke, and that was 1600s, the things he said that came into the Declaration of Independence. So, no, this idea that, you know, that somehow that Jefferson was a plagiarist, he wasn't. He was taking ideas that had been floating around here in this document, that document, in the discussion between human beings. And so, you know what? We need to put this all into a document here, specifically tailor it to what has been done to the colonists by the crown, and put it through. But he did, I mean, while there were obviously others working on this, you got to admit that Jefferson did the biggest lift on this. And, you know, and we celebrate Independence Day when the document was formed, but not finally signed. That wasn't until August that you had the signatures all, you know, the ink dry, as we like to say, on the Declaration. But I mean, the Declaration of Independence was adopted and printed on July 4, 1776. Okay, so you had the Lee Resolution preceding that. And then they would send their delegation back to New York or back to whatever state, and then they go, "What do you think?" And they come back and it's like, "Well, we want this, but we got to take this line out." I mean, to the point that, you know, Jefferson, his draft also that was edited, Jefferson wanted to abolish slavery. Jefferson wanted to abolish slavery in the Declaration of Independence, but they needed, you know, colonies at that time. To all sign on. They needed not only all the signatures, but they needed their help in what they knew would be this continuing war against the crown. So that was taken out of there. But I think it was in the Lee Resolution, and then it was eliminated by the Fourth when they got the adopted declaration, and they printed that. Then on my birthday, July 5th, Mom did her best, but she missed by like an hour and 9 minutes of letting me be born on Independence Day. But on July 5th, my birthday, 1776, they started mass distributing the copies of the Declaration of Independence. It wasn't until later in July, it was like the 20th or something like that, that they officially scrolled it, what they call it, engrossing, which is like the written version that we see now with the fancy S's and the crazy I's and all that stuff. That was done on July 19th. But it wasn't until early August that the Declaration was signed. So what we are celebrating on Independence Day is this final copy. They adopt it and they print it, but it wasn't until a month later that they got it signed. And yeah, as a Jefferson fan, Jefferson did the heavy lift on that. And he was not a plagiarist. He was not a thief. He was... did what needed to be done. He took these ideas, not disparate, but detached ideas out there that had been going since, Greece and Rome, I mean, Thomas Cicero, through what John Locke did in the 1600s, and then put these into one document. And with that, let's do that. Let's roll this. It's something we love to do. I love to do here as we go into Independence Day weekends, and I'm into all the pictures of the ribs and the Boston butts. Y'all know I love fireworks. I love all of it. Love this holiday. But this exists because of this document. And we'll have Max McLean read it like we do each year because he does good. Max McLean's version, or his reading, not version, but his reading of the Declaration of Independence. Let's roll that and think about the words here. Think about what's said in this document that those crazy kids back then who weren't sure if they would survive with their lives from this venture, put together. Let's roll.
In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislators. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial, from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislators and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attention to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Yeah, so put that in your pipe, King George, and smoke it, huh? How you like that? Let that sink in. People wonder why we are like we are, so successful, but yet to continue to push back in our country. That's why. And it's fantastic. And be right back. More Midday Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1:28. Man, I ran late there. But you know, if you're going to run late for something, declaration, pretty bad A thing to run late with. It's okay. News will come. They'll tell us that airports are busy. Americans are driving, even with the high gas prices, which, yeah, I'm one of those. I did that back across from... It wasn't, I mean, a big shock, but prices as I came to south and east from Arizona came, you know, east and then south, prices did get better by 10, 15 cents, but it wasn't a bunch here. Coming back, we'll talk more about those upstart bunch that that signed that document. They published it and agreed to it on Independence Day, on the July 4th, 1776. But signatures weren't locked down until August 2nd. Then John Adams talked about fireworks. You know what John Adams didn't talk about? Is shooting your damn gun in the air. You can talk about that when we get back, too. Just like for New Year's. I mean, it might be a change for where the gunplay is. The gunplay will now be more vertical than horizontal in town. But don't shoot your stinking gun in the air. It's stupid stuff. All right, news next. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
So, by the way, it looks like coming up on... So, Jay Young is going to be on Tuesday. So, he's with King Operating. Driller, producer, oil guy out of Texas. Always a fun interview. He's going to join us on Tuesday to talk about some reaction to the EPA being limited to some degree by a SCOTUS ruling. We'll get into that also. We'll talk about the proposed bridge project, which we'll do that with a member of the Eastern Shore MPO. MPO, Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan will join us on Monday or on Tuesday on the show as well. We'll talk about both of those things here in just a second. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my man Trey and his crew getting rid of junk for 14 years now in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Think about it this way. You get summertime, you've got a chance here to do spring cleaning. Do summer cleaning. Get a little extra time here. Get the kids in on the mix. Identify the junk around the house. As I've said, it's pro tip here. Way easier to get organized with fewer things around the house. So find the stuff you don't need. It could be around the house. It could be in the house. It could be big stuff. We've talked about that before. If there's a swing set in the backyard, your youngest child's in their 30s, it's okay to let that thing go. Or a storage building you need cleaned out, or a house you're getting ready to sell. I mean, if you got junk, you don't know how you're going to move it, where you're going to take it to. I got a guy who does that. He's one of us, Mobilian, and he's been doing it 14 years. So give Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com a call or go online. It's real easy. They'll set an appointment. You work, find a day that works for you because they get it. You got work, you got kids, you got activities, you're picking up from a camp or taking them to whatever. He gets it. So you find a day that works, a window of time that works, and they set a good old-fashioned appointment, and they show up. You point at the stuff you want gone, and they say, okay, we'll get after it. Here's how much. And if you say yes, they get to work and get it done. People we've used here with the radio station, I've used in my home. Other people here have done the same. A trustworthy, friendly, and conscientious bunch. I will guarantee you that. And a local guy running this for all these years. So give them a call or go online. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The name is the number, or go to their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. Calvin said, I would love to hear the story from whomever caught the pigeon, how they knew how to say here, a pigeon in French. I had a homing pigeon show up at the barn a couple months ago out at the farm, and I was sitting there, I was working in the barn, and something goes kind of walking from behind a pallet full fertilizer or seed or whatever it was. And I went, look at the size of that rat, because anybody that runs a barn, you know, you fight the never-ending war against the rats there. I said, look at that big rat. And then I'm like, okay, that's not a rat, that's a bird. And as I'm like, it's a pigeon. We don't really have, you know, barns in other parts of the country really seem to have pigeons a lot. We don't seem to get them, and we don't store a bunch of grain in there, so it's not an issue. I mean, if you store a bunch of grain, you're going to get pigeons. I was like, it's a pigeon. What's it doing here? And it's kind of walking around, and it wouldn't run from me, or really never even flew, but it let me get, you know, 5-6 feet away from it and kind of walk around behind something. And I saw the band on its leg. I said, oh, okay, it's a homing pigeon. It'll go back home or whatever. Next day, right before I swung the doors of the barn open, there was a pile of feathers. And I was bummed out, too, because whatever got it did not leave me the leg band off the pigeon. But, yeah, this one that made it the whole way over here, Calvin, I don't know. It's something to talk about for sure. Let's see. All right. So Grant talked about Grant. It's a never-ending battle about democracy versus republic. You know, it's. Yes, if I stopped every time the news reports called it a democracy, you know, it'd be. We'd never get a show done, would we? We'd never get a show done. Oh, and speaking of, like I mentioned, that coming up on Tuesday, we'll get more discussion about the new plan, ALDOT's new plan for the bridge. What do you think? Is this workable? Not just the hell no kind of stuff, but do you think this is workable? So a story from WPMI. They said the final ALDOT meeting to detail its latest Mobile River Bridge and Bayway plan took place in Fairhope on Thursday. It's the last step before the Mobile and Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organizations, MPO, take public comment and decide if the project will move forward. Both the Mobile and Eastern Shore MPOs are counting on the meetings and public input to help guide their decision-making. ALDOT revealed its plan. I know y'all have been talking about this while I've been gone. I could feel it. ALDOT revealed its plan to build a $2.7 billion bridge that meets capacity and safety needs in a five-year construction window. Now, this has been going to happen for a long time. I mean, it would be easy just to say it's never going to happen. I don't think I'm there. This is never going to happen. But these, you know, it was going to be done. It would have been done. Gosh, this thing, when the station launched in 2009, we were in the environmental part of this where they're doing, you know, some of the environmental work on it. Remember, we were in discussions of where the shadow of the bridge would lay in downtown Mobile and all that. I mean, it's been 13 years of that. Goes on in the PMI story to say, ALDOT and the Mobile MPO are asking the public for comment on the plan, which significantly reduces tolls to $2.50. $2.50 for passenger vehicles and $18 or less for trucks. You know what? Next week, let's get Mark. I can get Mark Colson from Alabama Trucking Association on. It also includes a $40 per month unlimited use option for Mobile and Baldwin County commuters. Plan leaves free routes like the Causeway, Wallace and Bankhead tunnels, and the Africatown Bridge in place while keeping infrastructure owned and operated by the state of Alabama. That was a thing. Remember back in 2019 when the wheels came off this thing. It was, remember, I had ALDOT folks on with me. And, you know, I had just at that point, we had been talking about the tolls. We had been talking about the proposed bridge. And they said at that point, necessarily, you would have to toll, the Wallace because it's leaky nature, not because water dripping through, but because people would take a free option. When they put that in, that's when I went full, you know, I went to the mattresses, as they said in The Godfather, went to the mattresses fighting it. If it is a choice, and I know there's still people, I hadn't even opened the text line on this, but I'm sure there are people, you know, no. If it is a choice, and you can choose to take the new bridge and pay a toll, you probably lose me. I go into the neutral or support, you know, getting the bridge built. $2.50, you could take the choice. If you still have the free option, you go, you know, hey, today I want to get there faster. There's a reason I'm going to pay that money, that $2.50. That's fine. As long as there's the free route, you know, you got the Bankhead Tunnel, you got the Wallace Tunnel, you can take those. Even though I think the Bankhead will eventually be moved to like a lesser function. I think that's a plan long term to, I don't know how long term, but I've heard a plan long term to eliminate the Bankhead. But if you have the free option, the hackles aren't nearly as high up on my neck. I don't know. We'll talk about this and do it next week and get some more opinion on this. But yeah, so you got $2.50 or $40 all you can eat, right? All you can eat option there. So are you going to find it still, or are you going to say, okay? I mean, mine's not even the amount of money they're doing on trucks. Of course, that's going to be passed on to the consumer. I don't know if they've changed the kind of trucks. Remember, they had said for trailers for a while, even boat trailers, it was going to cost more. But if you still have the options open you have now, like today, bingo, snapshot already backed up, of course, with the holiday weekend and folks heading east on I-10. You still had those options would be open. And you'd probably be a little bit better because people would take the option of taking the bridge. Now, will they get it done in 5 years? I haven't seen anything that has made me think that that's going to be possible. I would hope, but don't know if that would be possible. But that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. And $2.50, would you pay the $2.50 toll to save a couple minutes? Or would you say, you know, if you've got that option coming up, say, nah, I don't want to spend that money. I'm going to do it the way we've always done it. I'm going to go through the Wallace, or I'm going to go through the Bankhead. I think it's workable. Now, the easy thing to say, and I'm sure as soon as I open up text line, people will say, well, they're lying. They're not going to do that. They're going to do it a different way. I don't know what to tell you there. The whole, like, it's all a trick. Everything's a trick. I don't know how to discuss that. I get it in writing that and I think they have, that the current routes will stay free. And then if they want to, you want to choose to pay the $250 to go over, then you have the liberty to choose to spend the money, or you have the liberty to not choose to spend the money. They got a quote in there from our man, Dr. Lou. Let's see. There you go. That is a good idea. I mean, that helps people who live in Mobile and work in Baldwin County. That's affordable, said Dr. Lou Campomenosi, the Fairhope resident and toll opponent. So I guess he supports a $40 a month unlimited plan. Says officials say the tolling will pay for the project's debt and be removed once the debt is paid off. It's another thing you need to get in writing, too. All right. All right, coming back, Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Rowan joins me. And if we don't get to talk between now and Monday, celebrate our nation, celebrate freedom. Those upstart kids that started this great experiment and gave us the best nation on earth. Celebrate heartily for this Independence Day.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, my buddy Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino back in studio. It's been too long. Thanks for being here.
Good to be back, Sean.
And I want to talk about this. So first of all, so I've known you a long time and known the family there at Taylor Martino. We talk about Richard. When you talk about Steve, you talk about the family you've put together of attorneys right here at home. You got people that have lived here, that interact with folks, that are names that we see at the ballpark, at school, at church.
You know, people are very uncomfortable with the legal process, and it's to an extent demonized. As I've grown older and wiser in my practice, I really enjoy making people feel comfortable with the process. Okay, because it's twofold. It benefits the case if my client is comfortable with the process, but it just puts them at ease with the whole situation, and it kind of educates them that this is not a terrible thing. It's if you have an insurance company that is digging their heels in and they don't care about you, they don't care that you lost your house because you didn't work for 3 months. They really don't. They don't care. You've got, America is, to me at least, is founded on individual rights. You're sort of a libertarian in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, the legal process is very libertarian because it really focuses on an individual person's rights. I mean, you can be the smallest peon, as the world would judge, which I don't judge that way, but you can take on whoever you want to take on in the legal process. You have that individual right if you get, screwed, or if you get, injured by major corporation's negligence. It's an individual right, first of all, for you to do that. And people say, oh gosh, I don't want to contact a lawyer like they're cheating on their spouse or something. I don't know if I want to say that on the radio, but it's like, it's like, oh gosh, contact a lawyer. Right? I know there's at least 10 commandments, right? And I don't think you can't go contact a lawyer to find out your legal rights is one of those commandments, there's some lawyer bashing in there, but there's a lot of things in the Bible about justice, and being treated fairly. And that's what I'm here for. And, when I would talk to people I knew that were businessmen or whatever, they're, oh, good, you're a defense lawyer. And then, I really got tainted by that a little bit because you're controlled by the insurance company and you're told what cases you can and cannot have or whatever. And mm-hmm. So as a plaintiff lawyer, I pick and choose whatever cases I want. And right. So, and it's much more gratifying. I'm not saving the insurance company a buck or two and screwing poor old Aunt B, you know, out of her lost wages from, you know, some wreck or whatever she was in. I'm trying to help Aunt B now, you know, get her lost wages and get her compensated for a drunk driver or a trucker or a bad product that, that hurt her. So it's, it, and, you know, but out there in the community, you know, I tell people sometimes that I'm a plaintiff lawyer. They're like, look down at me like a plaintiff lawyer. A lot of people say that's great, but then some people think like, wow, you, you know, you're one of those sue 'em lawyers. And they kind of joke about that.
Right.
And, you know, I have very thick skin. As a lawyer, you have to have very thick skin because other lawyers and judges can come down on you, you know, pretty hard. And so yeah, you're not going to last long without a thick skin. So I go along kind of ha-ha, laugh about these jokes or whatever. But I'm not a sue 'em lawyer. I don't want to sue anybody. I just want my clients to be treated fairly. And so, but they're getting back to what we're talking about. There is a there's an uncomfortable level with the legal process, and so I really enjoy meeting with my clients the first time where they, you know, don't even want to be with a lawyer, you know, don't want to meet with a lawyer, and making them feel comfortable that hey, you the only reason you're here is that you didn't do anything wrong. If you would have called me up and said hey, you know, I got drunk and I ran over somebody. I want to see if I can sue them. I would say, well, sorry, sir.
That's not what I do. Yeah.
You need to go to somebody else. That's not what I do. So, you know, I already tell them, listen, you have every right to be here. This is an American right to be here. And so the communication with my clients is so important, that first meeting to make them comfortable, to understand the process, to educate them about the process, to know that, you know, the legal system is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And it's part of being an American and individual rights that you can be hurt or screwed or something bad happens to you because of the fault of somebody else, whether it's negligence or whether it's intentional conduct. You know, and a lot of times it's a mixture of those two things when you have a company that knowingly manufactures a bad product like these 3M earplugs. But, you know, first I need to educate my clients that it's okay to be here with a lawyer. It's fine. Okay. You know, from a spiritual standpoint, you know, no matter what your faith is, but, you know, I'm a Christian you know, I believe that it's okay to look, to stand up for justice for people. I think it's a very Christian thing to do, but no matter if you're Jewish or Christian or Hindu or whatever, I feel pretty confident that all the faiths believe in justice.
Well, it's secular. I mean, it's enshrined in our founding documents.
Right. And so for people to say that, gosh, I don't want to talk to a lawyer, or gosh, you're going to go talk to a lawyer about this? Shame on you. I don't know what has gone into that other than just society now views that as a bad thing. But I wonder why it is that society views that as a bad thing, because as an American, that is a right that every single person from every walk of life has. They can go to a lawyer, and if they go to a good one, like Taylor Martino, you can stand up and beat anybody, no matter their size. It is a David and Goliath thing.
Yeah.
But if you go to the right firm like Taylor Martino, it doesn't matter how big or how little you are. It doesn't matter how big the person you're going up against. You're going to have a fair shake. And you're, you know, and that's really important to me. And it's just important to make sure that my clients know and understand that. And I would like the public to know and understand that too.
Great to have a guide like you helping people out and doing that. Y'all, whether it is my buddy Ed or the full team at Taylor Martino, get in touch with them very soon. Ed, as always, I appreciate our time together.
Thanks, Sean. I enjoyed it.
You can reach Taylor Martino Law Firm online, taylormartino.com. No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.